Support comes from Mosby Building Arts, helping families love their homes again. Inspiration at callmosby.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Monday, November 10th. I'm Abby Larico. Even with the end to the government shutdown possibly on the horizon, it's been a turbulent month for those who rely on federal assistance for food and other essentials. The Un-Gun Institute in St. Louis is one of the groups stepping in to help.
There's a need here for food in our communities. This is not just tornado victims. This is not just people who live in the city. This is not just black or just white.
More about what they're doing from St. Louis Public Radio's Lucretia Wembley, coming up after this news on The Gateway. Missourians who rely on federal food assistance may not get the full amount they were expecting this month. On Friday, Missouri officials announced SNAP benefit recipients would begin seeing their full November payments in the middle of the week to comply with USDA guidance. But the U.S. Supreme Court late Friday temporarily blocked a lower court ruling. Over the weekend, USDA reversed its guidance, saying states must only issue partial benefits. A spokesperson for the Missouri department that issues SNAP said the agency was awaiting further guidance and would comply with new directives. Payments in Illinois resumed Friday, but the Illinois Department of Human Services says the food program will only pay out partial benefits. St. Louis Public Radio's Will Bauer reports.
The state agency says the Trump administration has provided a significantly reduced amount for this month's SNAP benefits. That's after a federal judge ruled they must fund 65% of the program during the ongoing shutdown. Illinoisans who typically receive payments in the first 6 days of the month will be paid partially over the next 6 days. Those who'd been scheduled for later in the month should get them on time. However, a state agency warned that some recipients may not get a November payment because of the administration's requirements. Nearly 1.9 million Illinoisans utilize the program. On average, a household receives $370 per month in the state. I'm Will Bauer, St. Louis Public Radio.
U.S. Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois was one of eight Democratic senators to join Republicans Sunday evening to vote yes on a procedural step to end the government shutdown. In a statement, Durbin said the bill is not perfect, but it takes important steps to stop the harm the shutdown has caused. Durbin, who is not seeking re-election next year, said he's counting on Majority Leader John Thune to hold a vote in December to extend Affordable Care Act subsidies. Durbin's counterpart, U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth of Illinois, voted no on the continuing resolution. She said in a statement that it was time to keep fighting to bring costs down for the American people and that she wasn't swayed by, quote, vague promises. Missourians who buy health insurance plans on the Affordable Care Act marketplace will likely see higher premiums next year. St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Fenton reports some insurers are hiking rates by an average of 20% or more for marketplace customers.
The individual marketplace is where people who don't receive government-based or employer-sponsored health insurance can buy health plans. According to the health research group KFF, the cost of an average benchmark plan in Missouri is going up by around $100 per month. Georgia Rogers is an application counselor with Novus Health in St. Louis. She says customers switching plans should call pharmacies and doctors directly to see if they'll accept the new insurance.
I would call your provider and say, this is the plan that I am looking at, and be specific for 2026, and then go from there, get your confirmation.
Missourians have until mid-December to sign up for plans that start January 1st. I'm Sarah Fenton, St. Louis Public Radio.
A Washington University project is examining the environmental health of neighborhoods destroyed by the May 16th tornado. Clean STL stands for Contamination Level Evaluation and Analysis for Neighborhoods. It will analyze the soil and air in those communities for contamination. It's the first project under the university's new WashU Public Exchange Initiative, which partners university experts with residents and local organizations to address social issues. Chris Van Bergen is the executive director of the initiative. He says the top concern for residents is possible lead exposure.
People are really anxious to really understand truly, is there an issue? How does it relate to health guidelines related to lead levels? These are all real unknowns for folks right now. They're worried about it impacting their property values. They're worried about what happens next.
Testing starts this month on properties owned by Better Family Life. Peabody Energy announced it will relocate its headquarters and move out of downtown St. Louis. The company has been located downtown for more than 7 decades. It plans to move to a new facility in De Pere. A spokesperson said Peabody is committed to keeping its global headquarters in the region. In a statement Friday afternoon, local business leaders thanked Peabody for their contributions in downtown St. Louis. The company did not give a timetable for when it plans to make the move. Just a few blocks from that current location downtown, there's a new business moving in. Walk down Washington Avenue today and you'll spot a totally green cafe and market opening its doors for the first time. That's Ozzy's Market in downtown West. St. Louis Public Radio's Jessica Rogan has the dish.
Big windows and bold lettering make the new bodega-inspired cafe and market hard to miss. A key part of the design of Ozzy's Market is an illustration of a little girl in a chef's hat holding a giant sandwich. That's Ozzy herself. She's co-owner Casey Colgan's daughter and the market's muse.
We were playing at this little grocery store for my daughter downstairs, and she had written on a bag, Ozzy's Market, and I was like, man, that just has a really good ring to it.
Colgan says naming it for her was a way to bring family into the business. Ozzy's Market serves quick service breakfast and lunch from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday to Saturday. The market also sells convenience store items for neighbors and nearby hotel guests. I'm Jessica Rogan, St. Louis Public Radio.
As federal lawmakers go back and forth over passing a government spending bill, signaling a possible end this morning to the longest government shutdown in U.S. history, 2.5 million people in Missouri and Illinois who count on SNAP benefits have been caught in the middle. The Ungun Institute in St. Louis is one of the local groups stepping up to provide free groceries and other essentials. St. Louis Public Radio's Lucretia Wembley reports on rising food prices and how the nonprofit's founder partnered with Operation Food Search to help meet the need.
You want some bologna, some brats?
Frozen hot dogs, bologna, sausages, and pies are stacked along several tables at the Friendly Village Senior Living Facility in Hamilton Heights. People are waiting their turn in a line so long that it's overflowing out the front door. And it makes sense why so many people are here. Free groceries.
You see everyone that came in, they're happy. They don't look like they're receiving just a box of pantry food. It's not the same feeling. This gives them a sense of pride to say, I get to pick it up and look to see if I want it or not.
That's Dr. Marty Casey, founder of the Ungun Institute in St. Louis. The nonprofit helps families and individuals who have endured traumatic experiences. Since the May 16th tornado, the group has been offering free groceries and other items like clothing, deodorant, and toiletries.
There's a need here for food in our communities. This is not just tornado victims. This is not just people who live in the city. This is not just black or not just white. We have many different nationalities, age groups.
Millions of people in Missouri and Illinois are still waiting for money from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program this month as the federal government shutdown that started in October continues. On top of that, the U.S. Department of Agriculture recently reported in September that grocery prices have increased by 3% since August of last year. And next year isn't looking much better, as food prices are expected to increase by another 2.7%. Casey says the rise in food costs is frustrating.
Personally, I just went to the grocery store the other day and I spent double the amount of what I would normally spend. And when I looked at the items and what I actually had, I may only had a total of 3.5 meals.
As it does for many food pantries, Operation Food Search in St. Louis helps stock the Ungun Institute's free store with food. The Hunger Relief Group also provides fresh vegetables like cucumbers for as low as 30 cents throughout the week at its Metro Market food trucks. Occasionally, they have oxtails for as low as $13, and people were buying them pretty quickly at one of the truck stops in the West End last month.
They're pretty high, and you might not even get this many.
Nearly 800,000 Missourians were food insecure in 2023, according to researchers at the University of Missouri. And Operation Food Search President Kristen Wild says there's a crisis right here in St. Louis.
North City, North County are the areas where For instance, we deploy our Metro Market program due to a lot of food deserts where folks don't have access to a full-fledged brick-and-mortar grocery store, and they may be relying on a local convenience store, Family Dollar, types of places that where there's not a lot of fresh produce and items that are healthy.
The Young Gun Institute's Casey says the need is growing as dozens of people pick up items from their free store every week. She says the work is personal.
And I almost cried putting my groceries away, not so much because I couldn't get the groceries or my needs were not met, but more so I cried for those who I know I'm serving. And all I could think about is that if I didn't have an opportunity to build a free store to where they could come and get free groceries at least once a week, how are they making it?
What we have is what we have, but hopefully it's a blessing.
I'm Lucretia Wembley, St. Louis Public Radio.
Our Brian Moline edited that piece. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway. We're out tomorrow in observation of Veterans Day. We'll be back in your podcast feed Wednesday.